Welcome to the guided yoga session. There are many ways of doing yoga poses. Some are gentle, some are strengthening, and some are strenuous. The yoga poses presented here are very gentle. The movements are often referred to as poses rather than stretches, to emphasize that they are done very slowly and held steady. Be sensitive to when a stretch is the right amount for you. Self-care is of prime importance here. Make sure you work the muscles only in a comfortable range for you. Follow along the best way you can, refraining from anything that doesn't feel appropriate or wise to you at this time. Let your own sensitivity to your body override any instruction to hold a particular pose. While it is important to experience these limits by dwelling at their boundaries, it is just as important not to go beyond them. Instead, we are going to be looking deeply into each at every moment with full acceptance of them. You're finding a way to meet and get to know your own limits, and to be gentle at your own boundaries, and to be aware as possible of how you are right now. Over time, you may find that your limits are changing and dissolving by themselves. It is most important for you to be aware of what you are feeling at each moment, noticing how the body is reacting to each pose. It will serve you best not to try to do anything at all, but just noticing the feelings just as they are and staying steady or softening the hold as you think best. If it seems wise for you to stop what we are doing, just sit quietly and following along, visualizing each pose with as much detail as possible. These yoga poses are designed to be done lying on a mat or the carpet. However, you may also do the stretches to the best of your ability sitting in a chair. Choose a quiet space for the practice. Ensure your clothing is loose and comfortable. So now, sitting in a chair or lying on your back, if that is comfortable, the body is fully relaxed and the mind is completely alert. If on the floor, the feet are falling away from each other, the legs and arms are outstretched, and the eyes are gently closed. Noticing now the breath as it is flowing in and out of the body. How is it entering and leaving the body? At the nose, the throat, the chest, the stomach, and the belly. Notice the gentle rising and falling of the belly. From there, send your attention down both legs, down the calves, knees, thighs, ankles, feet, coming back on the heels, up at the back of the legs, the thighs, up through the hips, and bringing awareness now to the torso, up through the stomach, the chest, the shoulders, down both arms, forearms, wrists, hands, and up to the shoulders again through the neck, up top of the head, through the forehead, eyes, cheeks, down through the nose, chin, and fully relax the face. Feel it just sink into the floor as an entire body. Feel where the pressure points are and where your body slightly away from the floor. And just taking a nice, deep breath and feeling the whole of the body just breathing. And now, bringing your attention gently to your arms and just noticing where the arms are on the floor and softening the hands as they prepare to do the yoga poses. Breathing in a sense of renewed energy, of lightness, of vitality. And now, pointing the thumbs to the ceiling, beginning to stretch the right arm on an in-breath, slowly overhead, stretching up, and then behind you to the floor, stretching the fingertips gently back towards the wall, the thumb now pointing towards the floor, and stretching the right leg, the heel and sole of the foot, stretching towards the other wall. And after the stretching, on an out-breath, slowly bringing the right arm up and back alongside the body, taking your time and experiencing the arm as it approaches the floor and experiencing the release as the weight is taken by the floor and the right leg relaxes into the floor, noticing any differences between the left and the right side as you lie here. And now, beginning to stretch the left arm on an in-breath, slowly overhead, stretching up and then behind you to the floor, with the thumb towards the floor and the fingertips gently stretching back towards the wall. And stretching the left leg, the heel and sole of the foot, stretching towards the opposite wall. Then after the stretching, on an out-breath, slowly bringing the left arm up and back alongside the body, taking your time, experiencing your arm as it approaches the floor, and then experiencing the release as the weight is taken by the floor and the left leg relaxes into the floor. And now, on an in-breath, bringing both arms overhead, stretching up and then behind you. Thumbs pointing toward the floor and the fingertips toward the ceiling. Stretching the heels away from you. And then, after stretching, on an out breath, bringing the arms up and then slowly back down, noticing how they feel as they approach the floor, and noticing the release as they sink into the softness of the floor, and the legs relax with the feet falling away, returning to the corpse pose. Noticing if there are any changes in your body from having done these poses, and breathing from the belly. Awake, aware, and relaxed. We're going to do some pelvic rocking now, so bending the knees with the feet flat on the floor and about hips width apart, the knees pointing to the ceiling. Placing one hand under the spine where there's a space between the spine and the floor, about where a belt would be. As you exhale, press that part of your back into the floor and into your hand. As you inhale, releasing that part of the lower back and letting the pelvis roll down to the floor. Exhaling and pressing. Inhaling and releasing, allowing the pelvis to roll back down to the floor. You can release your hand and continue this exercise, going with your own breath. Exhaling, pressing. Inhaling and releasing. Notice the shoulders and arms are not involved in this motion, softening and releasing them. Noticing if the jaw is working unnecessarily and softening and releasing it. And then bringing the body to stillness. And now letting the right foot slide along the floor until the leg is straight, drawing the left knee toward the chest. Reaching your arms toward that knee and possibly wrapping the arms around the lower leg, perhaps clasping them gently. And now lifting the head towards the knee if that feels good to you, and rolling from side to side, and letting your back move in whatever way feels good to you. Letting your back and hip tells you what feels good. Perhaps releasing the knee slightly and rocking forward and backward. Perhaps making circles with the knee, massaging the hip joint with the head of the thigh bone if that feels right. Noticing any areas that are loose or any areas that are sticky. When you are ready, on an exhale, releasing that knee and letting the foot slide along the floor until the leg is straight again. Noticing if there's a difference between the two sides. When you are ready, on an inhale, drawing the right knee towards the chest, reaching your arms toward the bent knee, possibly wrapping the arms around the knee, clasping the hands gently, lifting the head toward the knee, and rolling gently from side to side in whatever way feels good to you, perhaps bringing the right knee in a little closer, or letting it come a little further away. Perhaps moving forward and backward, or making circles with the knee, massaging the hip joint with the head of the thigh bone, noticing any spots that are loose or sticky. And then when you are ready, bringing the left knee up to the chest, alongside the right, hugging both knees if that's comfortable for you, and rocking gently back and forth, massaging the spine, rolling from side to side if you'd like to, making small circles, massaging the sacrum and buttock muscles against the floor. The breath is flowing freely in and out, expanding and releasing, aware of sensations in the hip joints and the pelvis as you move. And now, releasing your arms and bringing the feet down so they are flat on the floor, about a hip's width apart and knees pointing to the ceiling, and gently rocking your knees from side to side for a moment before coming to stillness. When you are ready, on an exhale, extending the right leg, perhaps sliding the foot along the floor until it's fully extended, and then doing the same with the left, letting your arms rest gently at your sides, back in the corpse pose. Noticing how your body feels here, if there are any changes in the back body, in the hips or the pelvis. Noticing your breathing. Aware and relaxed. And now we'll be moving into the cat and the cow position. So from the corpse pose, forming the intention to move, being aware of this transition as you move into the kneeling position. Just noticing here how your body is moving as you shift into that position. The arms are underneath the shoulders. The legs are supported on the knees, if that's comfortable, and directly underneath the pelvis. The pack is like a tabletop. We're going to begin by moving into the position of an alarmed cat. So exhaling and arching the back towards the ceiling, with the head and pelvis curving toward the chest. And then on the inhale, moving into the position of the cow, letting the back come down, lifting the head, filling the chest, and letting the pelvis roll up toward the ceiling. And then on an exhale, arching the back, the head and pelvis curving toward the chest. And then on the inhale, back coming down, pelvis rolling up, chest filling and head lifting. Now continuing in your own rhythm, arching the back, and then exhaling, cat pose, and inhaling, cow pose. Then on an inhale, bringing the back into the tabletop or the flat position again, and focusing on a spot about 2 feet in front of you. We'll now be doing a balancing pose, now straightening the left leg back as straight as is possible for you, and balancing on the hand and on the right knee. Once you've found your balance point, extending the right arm forward, so you're balancing on the right knee and the left hand, breathing easily. And when you're ready, bringing down the left leg and the right hand, and coming back to the tabletop, extending the right leg back and balancing, finding a focal point about 2 feet in front of you. And when you found your focal point, lifting your left arm and extending it out in front of you, and balancing, breathing on the left knee and the right hand. And then, when you're ready, bringing down the left hand and the right knee. And now, taking the posture of a child, bringing the knees slightly wide and the feet together, and sitting back so the buttocks are on the heels, and leaning forward to rest the head on the hands, or on the floor between the knees, whatever is most comfortable. You may also prefer to have your hands alongside the outer calves if this is more comfortable for you. And once again, forming the intention to move, returning to lying on your back in the corpse position, noticing the transition as you turn over. And now lying here, noticing the muscles and any effect on the body from the postures we have just done. Completely awake and resting at the same time, noticing your breathing. Now we're going to move into the half bridge pose, bending the knees so the feet come flat on the floor, somewhat close to the buttocks. The feet and knees are about hip distance apart, and the arms are alongside the body. And now, bending the elbows to 90 degrees with the fingertips facing the ceiling and the palms facing each other, lifting the abdomen up toward the ceiling. Letting the belly now come as high as is possible for you and feeling the buttocks relax. You may gently assist with the strength of the upper arms if you would like. There should be some resting on the upper part of the shoulders and a little on the head and neck. And noticing your breathing. And feeling the rise and fall of the chest and belly in this position. Noticing now any feeling of fatigue in the body, noticing how the legs are feeling, making sure to honor your own limits, noticing how you're feeling in the neck area and shoulder area, noticing how your body is adjusting to this pose. And sensing now when it is time to come down from the pose, and when you feel ready, slowly moving back to the floor, rolling it down vertebrae by vertebrae. And then feeling a sensation of release as the back comes in contact with the floor. And the floor supports the back. And when you're ready, bringing both knees to the chest, hugging them if that's comfortable for you, and rocking back and forth, side to side, massaging the spine a little. Notice the breath, how it flows in and out, expanding and releasing, aware of sensations in the hip joints and pelvis as you move. And now releasing your arms and bringing the feet down so they're flat on the floor, hips width apart, the knees pointing to the ceiling. And stretching the legs back down into the corpse pose, becoming aware of any sensations, any effects of having done the bridge pose, or any of the poses we've done so far. Just asking yourself, how am I feeling right now? And noticing any thoughts. Thoughts about the past or the future. Any judgments. Noticing any sensations in the body. Any emotions that are rising or falling away. Just letting these things move through the mind and the body without following them. Just let them come and let them go. Here you have the opportunity to develop a sense of your own ability to improve the quality of your health and well-being. Noticing your breathing. And then bringing your arms out to the sides at about shoulder level, if that's comfortable. And drawing the feet up towards the buttocks. The knees pointing toward the ceiling. This time the feet are right next to each other. And gently allowing the knees to move toward the right, towards the floor on the right-hand side. The left foot is off the floor on top of the right foot. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee. And then turning the head and looking towards the left, making a spinal twist and softening into this twist and noticing just how the body stretch and how it increases when you move to the left, and then releasing on the out-breath. Making sure both shoulders are on the floor and being aware of your breathing. And on an in-breath now, bringing the head back to center and the knees back to center. And then moving the knees over toward the left. The right foot is on top of the left foot this time. And it's off the floor. The right knee is over the left and may or may not be touching it. And turning the head to look to the right. Feeling again the gentle spinal twist, gently breathing into it. And then softening and releasing on the out-breath. Noticing that you may be able to sink a little more into the stretch. Making sure that you're fully aware of each sensation in each moment and breathing. And then bringing the head back to center, the knees back to center. The arms alongside the body, sliding down the left leg to the floor and the right leg, and stretching out once more into the corpse pose, awake and relaxed at the same time. And now, bending the left knee until the left foot is flat on the floor. Placing the right hand under the back where the space is. Going to lift the right leg on an inhale. So inhaling, bringing the right leg up just to the point where you can feel the back start to press against your hand. And then release your hand, letting your arm rest alongside your body, maintaining the position of the leg. Noticing here any sensations in the belly or the back of the thigh. And the toes can be brought toward the shin so that the foot is at a right angle to the leg. And noticing here any sensations in the calf when you do this. Noticing the face and shoulders and the arms. They should be completely relaxed here as they're not needed to hold the leg up. Noticing that some muscles in the belly are working, but also how they're moving with the breath. If you'd like to, moving the foot in circles at the ankle and then going around in the opposite direction. Just circling. And pointing and flexing the foot. If it feels right, you can also reach up behind the calf and pull it slightly toward you while you're stretching out the left leg, experiencing any sensations that come. Just noticing where the stretch is and noticing how you're feeling here. And when you are ready, lowering the hands and slowly lowering the leg, taking your time and being aware of the back and the muscles in the leg. And then, as the leg makes contact with the floor, experiencing this waves of release as it flows through the leg and the back body, and noticing a difference, if there is one, between the two sides. And now, bending the right knee until the right foot is flat on the floor, placing the left hand under the back where the space is. And then, on an inhale, lifting the left leg up just to the point where you can feel the back start to press against your hand. And then releasing your hand and letting your arm rest alongside the body, maintaining the position of the leg. Bring the toes toward the shins so the foot is at a right angle, noticing any sensations in the calf as you do this. Noticing any sensations in the belly or the back of the thigh. Noticing the belly muscles working. If you'd like to, moving the foot in circles at the ankle in one direction and then in the opposite direction. And pointing and flexing the foot. Reaching up behind the left calf or so that the hands hold the leg and stretching out the right leg along the floor. And experiencing the sensations. If it feels good to you, you can give the leg just a little more pull and just feeling the stretch. Just noticing where the stretch is coming, how it's feeling. And when you're ready, lowering the hands and slowly lowering the leg. Taking your time and being aware of the back lifting up as you do that. And then, when the leg makes contact with the floor, experiencing the waves of release flowing through the leg and the body. Here now, allowing yourself to experience being awake and aware back in the corpse position. Experiencing each breath as it moves into the body and fully experiencing the breath as it leaves the body. Relaxed and awake, experiencing what it means to be in the body at this moment. And now, rolling over onto the left side, resting your head and the bend of your left arm, or holding your head up with your left hand. The right hand is on the floor in front of the belly, helping you to balance, bending the left knee and bringing it slightly forward, and then on an in-breath, slowly lifting up the right leg. The lifted leg is straight, with the toes and knees pointing straight ahead or slightly down. As you lift up, making sure that you are breathing fully, if you would like to, lifting the right hand to probe the muscles along the side of the leg, noticing which muscles are working and that the buttock is not involved in this lift. It should be relaxed and soft, and then rotating the foot around the ankle in one direction and then in the other direction. Bringing your hand back to the mat and maybe raising the leg a little higher if that's comfortable, just to your own limits here, and breathing, noticing whatever sensations are present here for you, and taking the time to let the leg come down slowly. And experiencing the release as it touches the floor. If you feel up to it, raising your leg one more time and breathing into it. And just feeling the stretch and bringing it down then once again. And now, rolling over to the right side, resting your head in the crook of your bent arm or supporting your head with your right hand. The left hand is on the floor in front of the belly, helping you to balance. Bending the right knee and bringing it slightly forward. And on an in-breath, gently raising the left leg. The lifted leg is straight, toes and knees are pointing forward or slightly down. And as you lift it up, making sure that you're breathing freely and comfortably, and then rotating the foot around the ankle in one direction and then in the other direction. Maybe raising the leg up a little bit higher, just to your own limits. And breathing. And then on an out breath, taking the time to let the leg come down slowly, experiencing the release as it touches the floor. And if you feel up to it, raising it one more time, just gently feeling the stretch and breathing into it, and then lowering it down once again. And now, rolling all the way over to the belly, turning the head to one side so that the cheek is resting on the floor. The feet are apart. The arms are alongside the body with the palms turned up. In this reversed corpse position, feeling the belly pressing into the floor. On each in-breath and feeling how the body sinks into the floor on each out-breath. Here you're allowing your body to just soften into any strong sensations. And now, moving the head so the forehead rests on the floor, we're going to do the half locust pose. The hips stay on the floor. Breathing in, slowly lifting the right leg off the floor with a sense of lengthening the leg toward the back wall and holding up the leg as you breathe, once again experiencing the edge of your own boundaries, experiencing any sensations of trembling or straining, and letting those sensations just be there. Feeling how the muscles in the back are working and experiencing the weight of the leg, breathing. And when you are ready, slowly letting the leg come down and feeling that release as the leg touches the floor. Feeling the muscles of the back let go and then relaxing on the other cheek and breathing. And now, bringing the forehead to the floor once again and lifting the left leg up off the floor with a sense of lengthening the leg toward the back wall. Noticing that the face and arms can be completely relaxed here and because they're not involved in keeping the leg up. And holding up the leg as you breathe. and pointing the toe away from you. Once again, experiencing the edge of your own boundaries. Experiencing any sensations of trembling or straining. And letting those sensations just be there. And feeling the muscles of the back working and breathing. And when you are ready, slowly letting the leg come down and feeling that release as the leg touches the floor. Feeling the muscles of the back let go and then relaxing on one cheek and breathing rhythmically and gently. And now moving into the cobra position with the arms alongside the body and the feet together and the forehead on the floor. Begin by lifting up the head until you're focusing on a spot about 1 to 2 feet in front of you. And allowing the neck and shoulders and chest to gently lift up using just the muscles in the back and the trunk, letting the arms stay relaxed at your sides. Finding your own boundary in lifting and coming just to the edge of it and breathing into this pose. Now turning the head to the left to gently look over to the left and then turning your head to the right to look over the right shoulder. And then coming back to center with the head. And now resting the head on one cheek and breathing softly into this reversed corpse position, relaxed and awake at the same time. And now lifting up onto your hands and knees and resting in child's pose with the knees wide and the feet together. The torso is bent over the knees with the head resting on the hands if that's comfortable for you. And noticing any sensations that are present with this position. Notice again your breathing, breathing easily and at rest. And when you are ready, rolling gently onto your back, back into the corpse position. And everything completely let go. The arms are at the sides with the palms facing the ceilings, the legs outstretched with the feet falling away. And feeling the weight of the body being held gently up by the weight and by the support of the floor. The eyes are open, allowing them gently to close, beginning to move your attention through the body, beginning at the feet and moving to the ankles, the shins, the calves, just noticing whatever sensations are present without judgment, without evaluation, from the knees to the thighs, the hips, buttocks, back, belly, chest, through the shoulders, down the arms to the fingertips. And then bringing your awareness to the hands, the forearms, the elbows, the upper arms, and across the shoulders to the neck and the head. Just noticing whatever information is here for you, whatever sensations are present. Be aware of whatever sensations are present as a result of these mindful stretches. And being aware of the breath, bringing in openness and open spaces nutrients and light into your body. As the breath leaves the body, releasing any toxins or congestion. Letting go of thoughts, even of memories of what we've just asked our bodies to do. And feeling the breath moving into and throughout the body, and the breath moving out of the body, and being aware of things just as they are. Aware of sensations as pure sensations, simple awareness. Continue the breathing and just noticing and appreciating the effort it took to complete this tape, and appreciating yourself for that. Take a moment to appreciate the ability you have to nourish yourself each day, to find your own balance and your own awareness in a way that deeply nurtures who you are as a human being. This ends the guided yoga session.